Tactics podcast. today is a day of a bit of boredom, but today we're going to go through something self-improvement, self-development related again. I guess that I want to start with a bit of Seth Godin again. I would say it's quite a good start to get into some rather useful thoughts, and maybe from there we'll go to other topics and other things and other whatever. So yeah, I'm gonna show you. There we go. Here we are. And the very latest one is Simple Techniques for Complex Projects. Warm up the machines that take a long time. First, stress test the go/no-go parts of the project as early as possible. If the cost is low, replace dependent processes with parallel ones. Do the difficult parts when energy is high and the budget hasn't been depleted. Ship before you run out of time or money. Invest in slack buffers for any critical dependent components. Budgets are a tool and not a weapon. Crash early, then lock down decisions and don't change them. Assign each task to the least expensive, least busy people able to get the job done. This is probably not the project manager. Prioritize feedback from people with taste, skill, and influence, not proximity or volume. I want to underline that. Prioritize feedback from people with taste, skill, and influence, not proximity or volume. Just, you know, a bit of feedback from the right person is better than just, you know, some feedback that you actually do not really need from so many people. Identify go/no-go points based on irreversible actions or unrecoverable costs. Things that are reversible, you can do them rather fast. Things that are irreversible, you should probably do them really carefully. Might actually not only be about business and or business related stuff, but definitely also about life. Saying something to someone should, I think, be a conscious decision. So you might say something, this person is not going to forgive you for saying, so think about it. Heroism is more fun but less reliable than good planning. Yeah. A good plan is a good thing. Good plan makes you able to, I think, do things better and faster at lower effort and lower cost, I would argue. But I would also argue doing things long term and also thinking long term, in the sense of, well, this is something that I'm doing right now, but the bigger goal is this, that, and the other thing that's, you know, maybe quite distant in the future. But still, it is really motivating because I'm having this goal and I want to fulfill this goal. I want to get to that place, but I may be quite, maybe not exhausted, but I may be unhappy at this point in time because I don't want to do this particular work, for example. But I think thinking long-term in general is a good idea. Conspicuous non-consumption. One way to show status is by demonstrating how many resources you have. A bespoke suit, a huge graduation party, a fancy building, a bully who physically intimidates, or an angry driver who cuts you off in traffic are each working to show their status and strength. But it is also possible to demonstrate security and confidence by doing precisely the opposite. The billionaire in a t-shirt, the person who holds the door open and lets you go first in line, these are also demonstrations. The interesting question is whether someone has status. It is whether they are they're gutsy enough to demonstrate it by making things better for others. Yeah. The status of being maybe intellectually gifted, the status of being a good thinker. I definitely prefer the latter, you know, being the one that actually has a lot but is not showing it. The person that is holding the door open for everyone and anyone. and so on and so forth. But I would say, I think it is still quite difficult for some people, and I do quite also understand it, that it may seem not really, maybe, I think it's poor phrasing, but it may not seem really confident to be a good person, maybe, you know, to be a nice person. Maybe this is also my mind, you know, maybe this is definitely something that I have to think about more, but I have a feeling that, you know, often it is viewed as more confident to be an asshole rather than, or compared to, being a good person. So, but I mean, these are some thoughts, these are some visions that that should be and have to be that should be and have to be thought about and also worked against. Is it a t-shirt brand? Not all projects become t-shirt brands, nor should they. The risk is in thinking you're building one when you're not. T-shirt worthy brands are a very small subset of the world, of the whole. The question is, would your customer want to wear your logo on a t-shirt? And then why? If you're creating identity, possibility, connection, and giving folk status, it is easy to see how you could build a t-shirt brand in just about any field. Sports teams do it for a living. Google had a t-shirt brand for a long time, and so does Penguin Magic and even Footstool. I'm not sure, though, that many people want a t-shirt from BMO Bank, Mario, I don't know, or International Paper. Netflix might be, Roku isn't. Of course, no t-shirt brand is for everyone, that is part of the point. If you're simply providing a good service at a good price, perhaps you don't need to go to all those meetings and waste so much time and money on branding. Why would someone want to wear your name around town? What's in it for them? Who built that, and the t-shirts will take care of themselves? Go build that. Yeah, I think the best question there is, what is in it for them? I think it is in general a question that is so fucking important. When I am trying to get a job, it makes sense to think about what my employer might want to have. You know, probably a person that, you know, does things rather well, maybe. but on the other hand, probably also a person that can deal with the team and is a nice person and so on and so forth. On one hand, on the other hand, of course, also when I'm having a brand, when I'm having a product, when I'm having a podcast, I don't know, you know, what is in it for them? I get my money, but of course I have to provide something. I have to put out something, the content, the whatever. And this is, well, I think this is often overlooked also by having ads. When I'm getting some shitty ad on Instagram or wherever around something that I do not really care, there is nothing in it for me because I'm just the wrong audience. On the other hand, even if I may be the right audience, sometimes it's just, okay, this is our new product, buy it for this, that, and the other thing, but what do I get out of this? You know? There's not even like some discount, even though, I mean, that's a completely different discussion now. I, for example, I really can't care less about some discount that I could get on X, Y, and C. I really don't care. But some people care, you know, some people want to do that, some people want to have the discount, some people want to whatever. Which is good, which is fine, we are all different. Even though maybe your audience or one's audience or target group might be just people that do a certain thing or live a certain life. Anyway. I think allocating scarcity is one that we have already went through. So let's have a look at maybe, it's not Kevin Kelly, it is Derek Sivers. If there is some new book, something interesting to read. What is a video book? I don't know. Slow thinker. Monomaniac. I think, have I ever read that? Probably a few years ago. Derek Sivers in 10 seconds. I have been a musician, producer, circus performer, entrepreneur, TED speaker, and book publisher. Monomaniac, introvert, slow thinker, and love finding a different point of view. I am love finding a different point of view. That's interesting. California native, I now live in New Zealand. I, for example, didn't know about that. Would be interesting to see why. What do I use? See my uses page. What am I doing now? What do I use? Well, anyway, how to live anything you want. That is actually quite interesting that he has published two books in 2020. Of course, probably there did not go that much time into the cover design, which is not that important, because I think he is known already. Curve into the target. Newest articles. Thinking something nice about someone, tell them. 50 conversations in Bangalore and Chennai. Traveling just for the people. Well, who is it really for? Projects, the book notes. I want to have them. But there was something else actually. Inchword, tools to help people translate books. Now, a collection of sites that have a What Am I Doing Now page. And music thoughts. Well, let's have a look at the book notes. Yes, pragmatism is still the latest one. I do not actually know whether we have or I have finished it. Mistakes were made, but not by me, by Carol Tavris. This is a 0 out of 10. That's interesting. It is interesting that this exists, a book written by a computer. The human authors created the questions, GPT-3 answered them. The humans published it, only lightly edited. The content is supposed to be about the meaning of life, but the answers are extremely vague and uninteresting, no matter who wrote them. So not worth reading, but worth knowing this exists and may become more common. May be the case, yeah, but may also not be the case. Self-fulfilling beliefs focus on what is helpful to believe about a situation and it can become true. Lets me think of or reminds me of pragmatism, told in a weird way of a fictional guy getting on an airplane to speak at a conference. I didn't know the Introducing Pragmatism by Cornelis de Waal or something. 6 out of 10, so not that great. Sema, Academic Introduction to Philosophers and the Pragmatism Tradition. Not a light read, but some great insights and ideas in the quotes. So my notes, enormous progress in the applied sciences. While we got a better grip on the world, it became more difficult to argue that we can know its true nature. Our mind is also very skilled at deceiving us. Well, yeah. Rationality is neither neutral nor intrinsically good. Definition of belief that upon which is a man that upon which a man is prepared to act. What can I know? What must I do? And what may I hope? Philosophy recovers itself when it ceases to be a device for dealing with the problems of philosophers and becomes a method cultivated by philosophers for dealing with the problems of people. Difficulties which have assumed philosophers have blocked up the way to knowledge. We have first raised a dust and then complain we cannot see. Pragmatism aims to guarantee that the concepts we use have meaning. Concepts that have no conceivable practical consequences are to be thrown out as meaningless. There may not be any rules made up in advance, no finished and a priori world out there to operate as an absolute secure standard by which to measure themselves. Pragmatism focuses on the future rather than the past. The term pragmatism, James prefers practicalism, Schiller humanism, and DV or DeVay, whatever, instrumentalism. The only real significance of a general term lies in the general behavior which it implies. The meaning of any thought lies in the thoughts it calls up. What is not a question of a possible experience is not a question of fact. Doubting is very much like having an itch. It requires immediate action directed to its relief. Confidence in our own beliefs is too easily shaken in the interaction with others. You might find that other men think differently from him, that their opinions are quite as good as his own. And this will shake his confidence and his belief. But yeah, I think that this is going to be it for today. I hope that you've gotten out of the reading there. And hopefully see you soon.